Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, going to welcome Paul Hamilton in. I texted Paul yesterday before the Sabres played and said, hey, you want to come on at 10:30 tomorrow? He's like, sure. And then that happened last night. And I'm like, oh, I got to talk to Paul about this. So we're going to do that right now here. And of course, Paul's appearances on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Paul, where are you right now?
I am in Denver.
All right. So you are out there. The team, is the team yet in Vegas?
Vegas, okay. And then I leave in a little while.
Okay. Well, I won't keep you too long because I just need to know what the hell happened again and why does this keep happening, Ball?
It's unbelievable. This should never happen once. Not even once. And
twice.
To happen twice to the same team is just mind-boggling. It was just unbelievable. But this one was a little bit different because in the first time, you know, the Sabres didn't have any answers at all, you know, for Colorado, and Colorado's kept coming back. In this game, Colorado came back, but then the Sabres got a couple of goals. They had some answers, you know, it got to be 3-2 and Benson scores, and that makes it 4-2. And then it got to be 4-3, and then Zucker scores to make it 5-3. And it's like, okay, you're not just sitting back. At least you're coming back, and so here you are, up 5-3 with about 3 minutes left in the game. And then at 2:26 left in the game, Colorado, you know, their goalies pulled and they score. Makar with an absolute laser from the back end, it somehow got through. There were 9,050 people in front of the net, but somehow the puck made it through. And you're still okay, though. You know, you still got the lead. And there's 2:26 left in the game. What started happening is, you know, 6-on-5, they just kept icing the puck and icing the puck and icing the puck. So you're just daring the Avalanche to score again because you got to win the draw.
Yep.
And then when you win the draw, you got to get the puck out. And, you know, they did that a couple of times. They battled around and maybe got the puck out, or Colorado got a shot or something. But they finally ran out of luck with that, too. And it was just the last play was just unbelievable. I was just like, what are you doing? I mean, you've got the leading scorer in the National Hockey League with a puck on the left wall. And Rasmus Dahlin decides he's going to go down on all fours. This isn't Keaton Middleton over there. This is Nate McKinnon. And you basically handed him a perfect opportunity to find his guy. Why are you on all fours? It was astounding. So the Druin's in front of the net. Beck Malenstein doesn't come back to, he's kind of there, but he's more worried about the puck going back out to the point, and he doesn't collapse back to find Druin, who now is all by himself. And don't you think the guy who now has 50 assists this year in the National Hockey League and the NHL's leading scorer is going to find the open guy standing there? Of course he is. And, you know, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen has made a lot of big saves in the last three games, including this game. All right, you got a guy in front by himself. I wouldn't have minded a big save there. You know, and as I said, he spent three games making save after save after save. But, you know, I just wouldn't have minded a big save there, which he didn't make. The puck's in the net. Now you're going to overtime. That 7.7 seconds are left now when you've given up your second 6-on-5 goal of the game. Now remember, with about 2.5 minutes left in the game, you had a 2-goal lead. And, you know, now they're pulling their goalie. And it was also another game where the other team had to change goaltenders, and the momentum, Buffalo lost its momentum. And it's amazing how that happens. And for the second time, Buffalo basically let a goaltender stand down there and watch. Now, they did score on him once, but other than that, he basically stood down there for the whole third period and watched the game, because they didn't get much pressure offensively on him. But they did get the one goal on him, which should have been enough to give you a 5-3 lead. And then in overtime, it's like Tage Thompson gets the puck, starts bringing it up. It looks like he's got an outnumbered situation coming up ice. And then he gains the zone, gets in the zone, and then starts going sideways. And it's almost like his brain froze. It was like he didn't make a play. He didn't shoot. He didn't make a pass. He didn't put the puck back so they could change. He just kept going right into the Avalanche guy, who was Taves. And Taves just easily pushed him off the puck and takes off on a breakaway. Now, this is a defenseman, by the way, who has 2 goals this year, now 3. And I have to have a big save from my goaltender. I have to have a save. He has to stop that breakaway. Devin Taves cannot score on him. I understand that Tage Thompson should not have given the puck away, but if you want to be a goalie that can win a championship for your team, I have to get a save there. This isn't Makar coming down on you. And no, it's a goal, and there you go. And it's just unbelievable. And I just shake my head, because that, as we said to start this should never happen once.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And it happens twice to the same team, and it's just absolutely unbelievable.
You've talked about their mental toughness before. Is that what happens at the end of these games? It's not even the first. It's not even these two games. They've blown other leads, not even these, because these were the most pronounced, obviously, 4 goals and 3 goals against the Avalanche. But it just feels like when the times get tough late in the game, they don't have the right people or mentality to make sure they close it out.
Yeah, and this wasn't like the other one where they just sat back
right
for two periods. They didn't do that. But this one was 6-on-5. They just couldn't play 6-on-5. Dylan Cousins and Matias Samuelsson were on the ice for 4 goals against last night. 4. Thompson and Power were on for 3. And you know, that you just can't let that happen to yourself. Now, there were other things that moved into this. They hadn't taken a penalty all game, and they took one late in the second period where they killed it, which meant they had killed eight of their last eight penalties. And then in the third period, the parade to the penalty box started again. And you give this team over a minute and a half of a five-on-three with McKinnon and McCarr and Rantanen? You can't. You cannot give this team a five-on-three. You just cannot. And they easily scored. You know, McKinnon finds Rantanen one time where it's in the net. I mean, you knew you were giving up a goal there. There was just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But, again, that didn't finish them. All right? That happened. But, you know, they were able to come back from it. And it just, you know, I just don't understand how they take penalty after penalty after penalty after, in a game where they hadn't taken a penalty all game. I mean, Tuck goes at 3:04, Cousins goes 15 seconds later, and Clifton goes 26 seconds after that.
That's just composure, Paul.
Exactly.
Just composure. You have the game in hand. Don't do anything dumb. There's no reason to do anything dumb, and that's just composure.
Yeah, and that's the word Lindy Ruff used for the 6-on-5.
Right.
He goes, we lost our composure.
I want to ask you, too, and I want to say this. I'm going to be snarky when I say this. Does anyone want to tell me faceoffs don't matter after last night again? Because both goals, the 5-4 goal and the tying goal, literally come within 15 seconds after losing a faceoff.
Yeah, and I don't care if you've won 29 out of 30 faceoffs.
Right.
If you can't win the big faceoff when it really matters, you know, to me, I don't care what you did before that. If you can't win the big faceoff down the stretch, and that's, I think, one of the reasons Cousins was on the ice for some of these goals, because earlier in the game, he was doing well at faceoffs. So I think he thought, well, let's put Cousins out there to try to win the faceoff, and it didn't happen. And, you know, it's just, there's just sometimes where you just got to say, okay, we're okay. They scored a goal. All right, you know, Makar scored. He's a superstar. Relax. You still have a one-goal lead. So, you know, don't freeze. You know, don't sit there and just keep icing the puck. And the thing is, they looked at an open net for about 2.5 minutes, or maybe even longer, maybe closer to three.
Yeah.
They didn't come close to scoring an open net goal. Not even close. I mean, they didn't really even get any shots at the empty net. I mean, when you have it for that long, and there was one play where they could have finished it, and Rasmus Dahlin has the puck on his stick, and Kulik had just broke it, you know, took off. So Dahlin's in good shape, and all he has to do, he didn't see Kulik had gotten behind the defense by a step. Dahlin can make that pass in his sleep. He didn't see him, though, and he flips it down and ices it. If he sees Kulik down there and just gets the puck near him where he could catch up to it, get it, there's your empty net goal. And we're talking about something totally different this morning. But he ices the puck. Back they come. Now you got to win another faceoff. Once you win a faceoff, now you got to try to get the puck out. Or see if you can get an empty net goal. And to me, that's inexcusable, too, that you didn't even come close to an empty net goal.
And every time you ice it, you can't change, right? So that hurts. You got these guys on the ice for that long. Paul, I only got like a minute left. Let's end on a positive. How about Jason Zucker's game and the season he's putting together now?
4 points, got the hat trick, and all three goals are right where you're supposed to be.
Yep.
I haven't seen a Saber as good in front of the net since Sam Reinhart left. He is just money there. Look, did you see the first goal where the puck was, Quinn's pass was coming across and he lifted the car's stick before it got there?
Amazing.
That was just, that's a veteran move there. I mean, that's been a great signing for the Buffalo Sabres.
Paul, safe travels to Las Vegas. Sabres play tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Enjoy Vegas and we'll catch you back here. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later.
You got it. Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. Let's get a couple more of your phone calls in if we can. 803-0550 if you want to talk about the greatest comeback in NFL history anniversary, which is today. And by the way, I was right. O.J. Simpson was on the broadcast. I said that. You found it, right? It wasn't a sideline reporter per se, but
the
he was kind
I
of
found,
like
he was in the post game in the locker room.
But he was in Buffalo on the broadcast. Yep. They brought him in. So that's what I remember too about that particular game. In the meantime, lots of things happening this weekend in the NFL. We have to touch on had some college football going on. Obviously, we have down to the Final Four. We got the MVP race and so much more. Sean McDermott at 11 a.m. here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.